The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We are live and direct from Tioga, North Dakota today, and Essent Consulting Services for What's on Your Mind. And today is the day. We've talked about for some time this path towards 1 million barrels a day of oil production, and that recently happened, and this date was circled on the calendar. You know, I was chatting with Ron Ness earlier from the North Dakota Petroleum Council here, setting up things, getting underway. Actually, doors open in about an hour. And the festivities began at 11 today, and we'll tell you about those as we go throughout the program today. But he said, you know, in the old days, when they'd strike oil on the farm, they'd throw a party. It was just kind of tradition. So this is really a celebration, a party, a commemoration, really, of an oil industry milestone, celebrated, ironically, where it all began, the oil capital of North Dakota. And that very first well is a historic milestone. April 4th, 1951, Oil Discovery Day, and quite an extraordinary day to celebrate. And by the way, a lot of folks will be taking a tour of that particular site today. There's two ways to take a tour. One, you can hop on a bus and go out to the first well site, and the other is hop on a plane. They're doing free air tours of the region as well. So pretty extraordinary day here in Tioga, and it is at Nesset Consulting Services that it's all happening. Later this hour, we're going to meet a youngster, and that's really what I think this is, that's what's most exciting. There are, we talked yesterday a little bit about the challenging side, about the difficulty for folks that call home, and we had some great feedback from some of those comments saying, mostly from folks here, thank you for recognizing what it takes and the sacrifices of our new normal, if you will, out here. Appreciate those comments and that feedback. The flip side of that is, you know, if you were to take a snapshot of this region 10 years ago, 5 years ago, compare it to today, and just look at the sheer amount of youth that are here because of the opportunity, you know, that's pretty cool. You know, when you think about parents and grandparents to get a chance to be a lot closer to their kids and grandkids than they would be, but for these opportunities, we're going to talk with one of those youngsters. Happens to be a young girl from Ohio that's interning at a local petroleum company here in Tioga, Murex Petroleum, and get her impressions. Get her, you know, what's it like? Okay, you're a young girl. You're you know, looking for a career. What do you think of the things here? So we'll look forward to that conversation. Next hour, by the way, it's Wednesday, so we are doing our Talk Radio Town Hall, and Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here on the news of the day. Always encourage folks to get their questions in early because it just seems like we never get to all the calls. And last week, as I recall, we ended up with more calls than we had time for at the end of the show. So great idea to always get those calls in early. When you call us at 800-228-0550, that's the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can press 1 to leave a message anytime on any subject. When you call during the show on Wednesdays and want to leave your comments for Congressman Cramer, it's a great way to get it in. So otherwise, you can call us on the air at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Press 2 and chat with Congressman Cramer next hour. So let's get cranking here. My name is Scott Hennen. Mr. Todd Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Your picture is on display here at the Nesset Consulting Services location for the
bacon again.
I'm going to be a little tradition when Todd doesn't come along and he stays back in the studio. He usually is a bit jealous, and there's a big barbecue here today, free community barbecue. There also is a million barrel bar candy giveaway, and I'm holding in my hand a chocolate barrel of oil filled with caramel. So a chocolate, the barrel is chocolate inside rather than oil. It's caramel. So I'll, they're like really, really good.
They do all the fun stuff.
They're North Dakota made, too. Mikey's Country Candy in Burlington, North Dakota cranked these out.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a little thank you from the folks at Nesset Consulting Services that they're handing out today, which is really pretty darn cool.
Okay, since you can't seem to bring pie back for me, can you at least bring one of those?
I will definitely. Definitely. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're in. And I'll feed you one of those, too. So you'll like that.
I'm afraid to know how you plan on doing that, but okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, to the picture anyway, you know. kind of a virtual way to a virtual way to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
Just don't smear it all over me. It'll look like something else.
There's a lot of things in the news that have caught my mind. One, this this pipeline announcement by Enterprise Pipeline, building a they want to build a line, the first actually direct pipeline that'll move shale from Bakken oil down to Cushing, Oklahoma, and a storage hub which then could get it to the coast. So it's a bold project. It's a new company that's big in Texas and Oklahoma. Hadn't done much up here, but kind of shocked everybody yesterday because of the size, 350,000 barrels a day this would do. And that, in coinciding with Governor Dalrymple's pipeline summit yesterday, in which he laid out a bold goal to double pipeline capacity. Now, my question for our audience is, what do you think of that? Is that a great goal? I happen to think, well, what's not to like about it? Because, you know, the more pipeline capacity you have, the less trucks you have on the road, and the more options you have for producers. So that's a good thing. And, obviously, we know about the log jams in the on the rail side of things. It is impacting agriculture as well. So, you know, an enormous amount of oil is on rail right now, and meeting this bold goal would double that. So that's worthy of chatting about today without question, and want to get your take on that. A couple of things on the national front. One, you have the former vice president of the United States, one that I think knows national security well as a former defense secretary, and certainly one in charge in the Bush administration of dealing with some enormous threats, said, you know, what's happening in Iraq right now is going to lead to another 9/11. What do you think of that prediction? And we also have an all call for underwear. Have you heard about this?
What?
Because of the situation down on the border with the you know, youth that are crossing the border illegally, there's an underwear crisis. Evidently, you can't make this stuff up. They're urgently in need of 42,000 pairs of underwear.
I wonder how many more places in the world actually do need it, and just nobody's bothered to have the drive for it. But
this gives you an idea, though, of how big this crisis is and the impact of this. I mean, think about that. I mean,
there's a Victoria's Secret promotion in there someplace. But,
I don't know what there is, but I just am very troubled by that little bit of news today as well. But with all that swirling, and by the way, really bad economic news today, like can't get much worse than the worst economic performance in any quarter in the last 5 years announced today. All over the national news scene today, the U.S. economy declined at a 2.9% annual rate in the first quarter. And I think that was about triple what they, quote-unquote, predicted. So not good news there at all. And all of those things, I would understand if they're, you know, on your mind today, because they're all significant, locally and nationally as well. But here's the story that caught my attention. Did you know, Todd, that there is a coffee shop in the great state of North Dakota having trouble attracting employees and said, you know what, we don't want to close. We're just going to actually go on the honor system. Could this happen anywhere else? I'm not so sure. And let me just boast a little bit about North Dakota. I don't know if you think, you know, but it's Valley City. And they've decided to go that route. One of the television stations did a little report on this. Rob Port picked it up on the Sanding blog, I think this is nothing short of history. It's called The Vault, and KVRR Television actually did a little story about it. As I said, Rob Port picked up on it. The business isn't profitable yet. Not unusual for a new venture, but according to the owner, people aren't just honest, they're downright generous. They're paying about 15% more than the cost of what they're taking. So the honor system overperforms in the great state of North Dakota. Isn't that something?
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, this is part, obviously, a recognition of the challenges we have right now, and that, you know, it's a new business. They want to get cranking, but they can't get employees. But also, I think, a great description of kind of North Dakota nice and the North Dakota way, and a unique way to go. We might be pioneering something here now, the honor system. But could it work anywhere else? That's kind of what You think that would? You think it'd fly anywhere else? You think if they had the honor shop in Manhattan or L.A., you think they'd be collecting more than they were putting out? What do you think?
Funny.
What do you think, folks? I don't think it happened anywhere else.
Probably not.
No, you tell me. Anyway, there's some headlines. 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. Any of those have you concerned? Coffee shops without employees, 42,000 pair of underwear necessary at the border, the economy going backwards, the worst in 5 years nationally. And what it just amazes me? We ought to be able to find a bipartisan way to say, you know what? Let's find out where it's working. Obviously, it's not working in the rest of the country because we're going backwards. 3% in the first quarter, worst performance in 5 years. Where's the best? It's North Dakota. Fastest job growth in the country. Why? Largely because of energy development. What do we have under a lot of federal lands? Energy. How about that? What do we also have? A huge debt. We could wipe it out. Is it time to go to work? Folks, it can be done. 800-228-0550. To your calls when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237 extension 129.
We're live at Tioga today. NASA Consulting Services with What's On Your Mind. Answer the question by calling us at 800-228-0550, 228-0550, 701-258-0550. Quick rundown of the schedule here. Doors open at 10. If you're coming into Tioga, here's what I suggest. Take Highway 40 north off of Highway 2. You come into town, you'll pass, the main part of Tioga and the Black Gold Suites be on your west. Just a little bit past that is the Farm Festival building. That's where the parking is at for this event. You park there, they'll shuttle you over to NASA Consulting Services, and from here, they'll shuttle you to your choice of out at the North Dakota's first oil well, the Iverson 51 well. Also up to the airport for air tours of the Tioga area that are free and the iconic Warbird display. The event starts at 11. They're short on speeches. Governor Dalrymple will be here. Kathy Ness will be speaking. Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. But they've said this isn't about speeches. This is about just celebrating with the neighbors and thanking folks. And at 11:30, they actually are opening up all the fun, the ribbon cutting. Then they'll do the air show. They actually have a flyby with the Texas Flying Legends. The museum is going. They have an oil history museum open here at NASA Consulting Services. That'll be going until 3 o'clock today. And then noon to 2, the community barbecue. And there's great barbecue featured by Halliburton, the Capital Lodge, bringing some shrimp. And then live music by the Tin Star Band. So parking and shuttle from the Tioga Farm Festival building, best way to get here to Nesset Consulting Services. All right, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. What do you think of the plan to double pipeline capacity and the announcement yesterday by a new player in North Dakota, yet another major company, this one Enterprise, that is looking to build a line to Cushing. First, it would take Bakken crude directly to Cushing. They're going to build a 1,200-mile... a pipeline from North Dakota's Bakken oil fields to Cushing, Oklahoma, first of its kind. And so a competitor for rail, take some trucks off the road. And also yesterday, Governor Dalrymple saying, hey, here's our plan. We're going to double pipeline capacity. We'll reduce flaring, and we're going to go to work doing it. So that was the big news yesterday. It's making national news that North Dakota intends to double its oil and gas pipeline capacity within 2 years. Do you support it? Does it make sense? By the way, that would bring the capacity in the state to 1.4 million barrels from the 780,000 per day now. I want your take on that at 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in on the crisis that's going on at the border. Roll that, Todd.
Good morning, Scott. We're going to have another 9/11 because the Dems are letting the country be invaded over the border. They don't have a clue what's coming over that border and what is it. When disease ravages the country and a bomb goes off, you can thank them for their open border policy. Thanks, Scott.
Well, there's something we haven't heard much about of late, but he's connecting the comment from Dick Cheney predicting another 9/11, which is largely as a result of what's happening in Iraq, prompting Dick Cheney to make that prediction. He's saying, yeah, we might get another 9/11, but it's going to come with folks crossing the border. And you've not heard much about the national security implications of that. You're certainly hearing about the economic and the humanitarian. And I mean, again, we have an all call for underwear, for crying out loud. 42,000 pairs of underwear needed at the border. I mean,
that's a drive I've never heard of before. I thought I'd heard of every possible conceivable kind of drive, but that's a new one.
All call for underwear. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. But
they're asking for new, right?
I hope so. Yeah. maybe Haynes will step up to the plate or Fruit of the Loom or something.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, somebody.
What a great PR opportunity.
It's a marketing opportunity. Yes, exactly. Here's what hit me: the sheer volume of it. Like if they're saying we have we need underwear and also that just tells you how many people they anticipate are flooding across that border. And do you agree with the caller that in addition to the economic implications of that, the political wrangling that's going on to try and affect change on the immigration reform front. Should we be talking about
underwear, change,
Should we be talking about the national security side of this as well? Oh, you like that. Okay. Let's go to Jim next on the program at 800-228-0550. First up here, Jim, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Bismarck. This is Youngstown, Ohio.
Good morning.
I was listening to you on iHeartRadio. Hey, I think that pipeline idea is the greatest thing since flush toilets, buddy.
Why, Jim? Tell us.
Because it's time that this country broke the stranglehold the Middle East has had on us for years. And I can't understand why some of our, say, light-minded politicians would even fight that, and I don't know why they don't support the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, there's two ways of thought, right? There's yours. Hey, more pipeline, better opportunity for you know, national energy security. And then there's the, you know, not in my backyard, no, I don't want it, Keystone XL pipeline mentality, which in my view is less about, you know, aquifers in Nebraska or the route. It's simply about, you know, appeasing extremist environmentalists. It's about, you know, anti-oil. It isn't about the path, I don't believe. Do you?
No, I don't. And we kind of have the same problems here in Northeast Ohio in Youngstown, because we have the Marcellus Utica shale here in our area, which, of course, is nothing like the Bakken's, but we still have an awfully lot of natural gas in the ground that could be a tremendous boon to local manufacturing and local businesses. But we still have that sort of not in my backyard mentality with a small group of, you know, radical hooligans, I call them.
You're right, Jim, and I'm glad you're on the camp of thumbs up on the pipeline. Big news yesterday, and we're asking because we want to know whether you support it, whether you think it's a good thing, bad thing. Let us know. Karen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Karen.
It's a question for you. We're still in our rainy season here in the Red River Valley. Have you noticed a lot of crops that have been planted 1 or 2 months ago growing out there in western North Dakota?
Yeah, there's a lot of green. I think, obviously, there's frustration because it's not, you know, there was a late start because it was wet, as you say. And now we, you know, now that the crop's in, I think everybody would like some stretch here of warmer weather and to let them get cranking. So I think they're behind in a good chunk of the state. But I think, you know, it's just frustrations that growers put up with all the time, you know, the timing of things and when it comes. But, I've heard specifically in this particular area, I know I talked to some folks today, very excited about the small grains side of it. So I think there's some positive signs there. How about you, Karen? What do you see?
Oh, I'm, of course, here in Fargo, and I was hearing a lot of problems with all this rain, so...
Well, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, but naming a year there aren't challenges. That's the bottom line. But love to hear from some growers on that, too. Thanks, Karen. More coming up from NESA Consulting Services, the 1 Million Barrel Thanks Celebration in Tioga after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years, have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Nesset Consulting, the location for today's broadcast of What's on Your Mind all across the Northern Plains. The 1 Million Barrels, 1 Million Thanks event put on by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and hosted by Kathy Nesset and the team here at Nesset Consulting Services, where we always broadcast when we're in Tioga, is our location today because of this wonderful event. Doors open at 10, so not far away, and then 11 today, all the festivities get underway. Really encourage you to come on in and take it all in. Call waiting, we're going to get to, and then we're going to talk with a couple of young petroleum engineers about their impressions of North Dakota and this industry. Looking forward to that conversation in just a moment. Dale and Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Dale, what's on your mind this morning.
Yeah, it's great. We got a million barrels going out, but are you there?
I am. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, but I got a problem with the pipeline. First of all, how many states are producing more oil than they ever have before? Just about everyone that produces oil is way above from back in the 50s, and that was when the last oil refinery was put in. And they can't keep up with, every state can't keep up with putting this oil somewhere, so where is it going? We're not processing it here in the United States. So I'm just curious to know. And that pipeline started out to be a trans-Canadian pipeline that go west in Canada is how it started. And the Canadian people, there's a couple provinces up there that would not let them cross their province because it's such bad crude. And we're only going to pick up a little bit of our crude from the Bakken to get it down to the coast. Now, I just can't see that.
I don't understand.
Why should we do this?
You don't think we ought to build the pipelines, Dale? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it should be built. That's correct, because there's so many things that it just doesn't make sense right now, because we have refineries. We don't have enough refineries to produce the crude we got to put it to market. So where's the extra crude going? It's not helping us any at all.
Well, no, I think what it helps is obviously it's more flexibility, more pipelines, where the train capacity is going. It's more.
I realize that, but the train capacity even it's going, but it's not. They say for our energy independence, it's not helping our energy independence at all. We can keep drilling and drilling and drilling and produce more and more oil or take it out of the ground. And if we haven't got a refinery for it to go to, where is it going?
Well, I mean,
it's not helping our energy independence at all.
There are refineries that are obviously refining the oil. By the way, there's refinery projects on the table in North Dakota. A diesel refinery being constructed near South Hart, North Dakota, going to process.
And are they going to be able to process a million barrels?
Well, no.
A day, like they're putting out.
Obviously not. That one.
Well, they're not. So what?
But, Dale, no one refinery is going to do the million barrels. My point is they are being built here. In the case of North Dakota, obviously a lot of diesel needs, so they're building diesel refineries, which makes sense. I don't personally think it makes sense to build gas refineries here because you still have to transport it to the markets. But, again, the pipeline takes it to the refineries that takes it to the population centers. And I'd love to see more refineries being built. I think the more production there is, you're going to see more of that happening. What's happening now is they're adding the capacity of the current refineries. But pipelines, in my view, are just more options to get product to market and different places to put it and to move it out of here. And if we're hitting the million-barrel threshold and others, to go the opposite way of what you're suggesting is just more of a log jam. So it doesn't make any sense. I'm going to get one more call in here before I get our guests in here. And Dave in Dickinson wanted to give Dale an answer. Can you help him out, Dave? Dave for Dale. Go ahead, Dave and Dickinson.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning,
yeah, I just heard on the news this morning that they're going to try to lift the 40-year ban on exporting U.S. oil.
Exactly right. There's another option, right? Another place, another market for it.
Well, we don't want to export it. Let's get the price of gas lower in the U.S.
Well, I think we want to export it because it's one other option, but I also think the additional supply is going to do exactly what you're talking about too. Appreciate that call, Dave. Thanks. One more Dave before our guest. Go ahead, another Dave answering Dale. Dave in Bismarck.
Hey,
go ahead.
Morning.
You're up.
Good morning. I appreciate the time today. I'd like to respond to Dale. I think he's been pretty short-sighted about not wanting a pipeline. When we're looking at million barrels of production, obviously it's not all going to be refined in North Dakota, but we're making a step in the right direction. Plus, we're cutting back our imports of OPEC oil. I mean, that's got to be a great thing. Energy independence, let's just get the infrastructure in place and get the job done. The guys up in the Bakken are getting it done. Let's just help them get it done. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate your time, Dave. Thank you very much. Some good perspectives there. Dale, thanks for the call, and thanks, Dave, for the responses. All right, now I want to introduce you to two Taylors. How about that? I think it's the first time ever we've had two guests with the very same first name on the program. Taylor DB is here, and Taylor is from Ohio. Where in Ohio?
The northeast part, Alliance, Ohio.
Alliance, Ohio. Okay. And you're a student where?
At Marietta College.
Marietta College. Isn't that in Georgia?
There is one in Georgia. There's Marietta in Georgia, but Marietta College is in Ohio.
Is in Ohio. Okay, all right. And you're going to school for what, Taylor?
Petroleum engineering.
And you are an intern with Murex Petroleum here in Tioga?
Yes, sir.
How about that? All right. And we have another Taylor here, Taylor Raley from Houston. How are you, Taylor?
Good.
And Taylor's a graduate.
I am.
That intern thing is in her rearview mirror. you're based with Murex Petroleum in Houston, but up here in working in the Bakken right now.
Correct.
Very neat. All right. So I want to first ask you about career choices. So Taylor D., okay. Tell me, Ohio Taylor and Texas Taylor, see? How'd you pick petroleum engineering?
Well, currently there's a boom starting in Ohio with the petroleum industry, and I've had a lot of family involvement in that. And so just being able to experience that from how it's helped our area and just being fascinated by the technology, I was really interested in it, and I'm very happy with my choice.
So it was just hearing about it, seeing, hey, this is an industry, so it's a good career path?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really interesting to me, and job security, I knew I would be happy with it. So.
And in your peers, are you 70-30 men to women? Is it closer to,
That is actually our ratio at Marietta, 70-30.
Is that right?
So women are holding strong, but.
Good. Keep breaking that ceiling. That's pretty cool. What did you find? Where'd you go to school?
I went to Texas A&M University.
All right. And obviously Texas has oil embedded in a lot. Texas is oil country. Are there more girls in petroleum engineering courses there?
I would say no.
About the same?
Right. I think it would be about the same ratio.
Why'd you pick petroleum engineer?
Kind of same reasons. I grew up in the oil field. I'm from around Fort Worth, Texas, so the Barnett Shell was a huge boom, and all of my family, my dad, cousins, uncles, everybody worked in the oil field, and so I got that exposure to it and decided to try out petroleum engineering, and I liked it, and I just kept doing internships, and I really enjoyed working in the oil field, and also the job security thing was really nice, too.
Now, you mentioned earlier you're up here checking on your wells. So what does that mean? What do you do? Tell us about your average day.
Okay. Well, up here or in Houston? Up here.
Sure, yeah. What you doing here in North Dakota for Mirax?
Well, this is my second trip to North Dakota, so it's also pretty new to me. I actually have my wells are pretty scattered out, so it's taken me a while to visit each location. So I'm not really familiar with unconventional and land locations because I came from an offshore company. So I really wanted to come up here and visit all my wells, learn the layout of everything, just kind of the process flow and, you know, what chemicals are we pumping, what can we do differently, and just also meet the pumpers and the foremen and the roustabouts and just kind of start like a relationship, working relationship with them.
Very interesting. And how about you? What have you been doing, Taylor, while you're here interning for Mirax?
Well, this summer has been pretty busy. I've been able to ride around with pumpers and see the wells.
What's a pumper, just for folks who don't know?
Our pumpers, they work with our wells every day. They're there checking on them, making sure everything is running properly. They're really, really important. I've realized that this summer. So we're very grateful for them. Been doing that. I've sat on a few frack jobs and been out to a drilling rig and helped with the mud loggers. I've been doing roustabout work and construction work. And now I'm like just starting my office time. So it's been very busy, but very educational.
And as a petroleum engineer, when you're not an intern, you're working for a company, what part of it most excites you? What, you know, day-to-day duties would do you think would be the most fun?
I came in saying I wanted to be a reservoir, and I really had a reservoir engineer, and I really had my sights set on that, but I'm really appreciative of this opportunity with Mirax and the internship. I love the field. I love the field work, and so now I'm thinking production is more interesting to me, and that's something I'm looking into.
What's the difference between a reservoir engineer and someone in the field doing field production?
I guess reservoir engineers are mostly in the office, and so they do a lot of like the beforehand work, looking, trying to tell us where to go and what's going to be the most promising area.
As opposed to someone actually in the field, what are you doing here?
In the field, it's like live. It's always constant, and you have to be quick on your feet and thinking of ways to go about certain problems you might run into or how to deal with things. So
you're nodding, Tater. You agree? The field's the most fun?
Right. I completely agree. I love doing production and / operations engineering because it's the most exciting. It's definitely where the action's at. Where reservoir is kind of all behind the scenes, like they're planning ahead. They're planning on where we're going to grow, where we're going to drill wells. But you know, out in the field, it's like where the action's at. It's where you're like running around and you know, why did this well shut in or what's happening? Why is this pump down? So it's definitely much faster pace and more exciting.
Prior to your work in the Bakken, had you either of you been to North Dakota?
No.
No.
All right. So what I want to talk about when we come back is, you know, your impressions before you got here and then when you got here. In your case, Taylor, obviously Texas is oil country. Ohio, obviously some gas plays and the industry is certainly coming up. But you obviously heard about it, read about it, and then to actually be here, kind of just talk about life as young petroleum engineers in the Bakken. We'll do that when we come back, get your impressions. Appreciate that very much. Two youngsters working in this industry, and I agree with something Ron Ness said earlier. I mean, of all the challenges, and they're there, the idea that the young people are choosing this as a career, coming here, and the opportunity for youth is one of the most exciting things about this oil and gas play that's happening right now. Talk more about it with our guests when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats. 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What's on your mind today? Coming to you from NESET Consulting Services in Tioga for the 1 million barrels, 1 million thanks event put on by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and a whole lot of other folks in the industry. Air show today, community barbecue, museum that's opening, air tours that are free of charge. So there's a lot going on here and a lot of fun. We're chatting with a couple of young folks that are new to the area. In case of Taylor Deeby, she is from Ohio. And interning here with Murex Petroleum over the summer, a student in petroleum engineering. And we have a recent graduate as well from Texas who has wells that she oversees from Murex Petroleum in Houston up here taking things in. Taylor Raley joining us, and a fascinating conversation about young female professionals in the industry, part of what I think is the most exciting part of the North Dakota oil boom. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about your North Dakota experience. And in the case of you, Taylor, you obviously applied for an internship, and you don't know where you're going to go, right?
Right.
You probably don't have any choice over where you go.
Yeah.
But you just want to be able, obviously, to have the experience, and so you got it in North Dakota. When you first heard about the fact that you were coming to North Dakota for the summer, what were your impressions of North Dakota, and how's that compared with what you found here?
Honestly, all I've ever really heard about North Dakota was that it was flat and cold. So, I was excited, though, because I've always wanted to come out west. I drove out here from Ohio, so I got to see a lot. But being out here, it is a lot like Ohio. It's much flatter, but the weather and stuff is very similar, and it's been really nice.
So, was it different than you thought? I mean, as far as, being out here, interacting with people and being in the middle, can you feel the energy of this sort of tip of the spear energy development that's going on?
Absolutely. Everyone is always so positive and so excited about what is to come in the energy future. And that's one thing that I've really liked. And everyone is so supportive of each other also. And that's been awesome to have people that are always willing to, I might not know as much, but they're willing to guide me in the right direction and show me around. And everyone here is so friendly and always willing to help, and always open arms. It's been awesome.
So you feel welcome?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, that's neat. And Taylor, how about you? Obviously, you're from oil country. You grew up in and around the industry. How's North Dakota different from Texas in that regard?
Well, I mean, I didn't really know what to think coming up here because I had never been to North Dakota or Montana or anything like that. But it's gorgeous. Like, just driving around, looking at how green everything is. It's definitely, the scenery is definitely beautiful. I was in Williston a few weeks ago, and it reminds me of where I'm from, just the big trucks and all the traffic and the construction, trying to get the roads big enough for everything that's going on. So definitely kind of the growing pains, trying to accommodate all the people that are in the oil field. But it's definitely been interesting.
You know, and obviously from an industry perspective, you have the Bakken, which is, a big topic in the industry, and really now with this 1 million barrel celebration, one of the biggest 10 fields in the world. How about professionally, just, what you're doing in the Bakken? How is North Dakota compared to Texas or other places?
It's definitely exciting. Like I said, I came from offshore, so I worked on conventional stuff, and so now going to unconventional, it's just super exciting. It's exciting for young people because of the challenges that we get to work on as engineers, and it's always fun telling people, like, oh, what area do you work? Oh, I work the Bakken, and they're like, nice, because it's interesting right now in the industry, and it's kind of like the upcoming new thing.
What kind of schedule do you keep, Taylor? You're working a lot?
Yeah, we stay pretty busy, whether you're just in the office or you're going out into the field. It's usually a all-day event, but time flies. You're always doing something. You're constantly working somewhere, so time really does fly by.
How about you, just from the standpoint of learning the industry as a petroleum engineer and the magic of the Bakken? What's it been like to live and work that every day?
It's been phenomenal. Like, I really focus mostly on the Marcellus and Utica just because of where I'm at, so I didn't know too much about the Bakken coming out here, but everyone I talk to from back home is like keeping updated on the Bakken, and I'm just amazed by the everything that it has produced and all that's known for already.
And it's encouraging to hear that you've been welcomed, and it's a friendly place, and you like the scenery. And do you get any time for, a little excursions to go check things out?
Yeah, I've gone fishing a few times.
Have you?
Very nice, yeah.
How was the fishing?
I just went down to the Missouri. It's a little high right now, but it makes for a good evening.
That's right. Taylor, you probably have no time for fun. You're just doing all work, working your ways, right?
That's right.
Yeah. You're here too short.
Fun while working.
Yes, maybe that'll change. All right, well, ladies, thanks so much for sharing a little bit of the slice of your life as petroleum engineers, and also your time in North Dakota. Appreciate hearing the story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Taylor Deeby and Taylor Rayleigh, two petroleum engineers, one an intern, one recent graduate, both working in the Bakken, in this case for Murex Petroleum, which is based here in Tioga, their North Dakota operations, but also down in Houston, Texas as well. Very interesting to hear that story. And again, I would say, you know, when you look at the challenges, when you look at, you know, all the difficulties, which there are there, you know, the additional roads, the traffic, the just getting ahead of this enormous amount of play, to know that young people have opportunities and careers here, that's what really excites you. To know how long this will last for generations and know the opportunities it's providing for young folks to come here and stay here is really an exciting thing. Fun to hear that story firsthand. The Talk Radio Town Hall. We do it every Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up. Live from Tioga today. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.